I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's been nearly 9 years since Asia Bibi was arrested and subsequently convicted of blasphemy and sentenced to death. Now, the Pakistani Supreme Court agreed to review her case, but a hearing still hasn't happened after all this time. Today, she sits in prison and waits. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA explains the court's dilemma.
So if they let her go, they face the wrath of radical Muslims in Pakistan. If they go ahead and uphold the verdict and execute her, they face the wrath of the international community, which says, how can you put a wife and mother to death simply for having a discussion about religion, about Jesus versus Muhammad? That's unconscionable. How could you do that?
So let's ask God to encourage and strengthen Bibi and her family in their faith during this time. And this year, Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India is praising God for 40 years of gospel ministry. When their founder, John DeVries, visited India back in 1971, he was overwhelmed by the poverty and spiritual darkness. And like Jonah, John prayed to God that he would serve anywhere but there. But then, he felt a heart change that could only be from the Holy Spirit. And in 1978, John DeVries started Mission India to help local believers reach their communities for Christ. And from there, Mission India's Eric Morsehead says,
we implemented the adult literacy classes in 1984, and then church planner training in 1985, and then children's Bible clubs we implemented in 1990. So over the course of these years, from 78 until now, we've just seen so many people come to Christ through the partnerships we have in India and the three programs that we have.
Ask God to continue to grow Mission India this year. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.